Based on the latest numbers, South Africa's annual murder rate is now 46 per 100,000 people. That's bad enough for second place globally, just behind El Salvador.
Killers are available for hire. People, you know, will get taken out easily, you know, because of the availability and the proliferation of Zingani or hitmen. I did sit down with them, you know. They gave me the rundown of what exactly happens, which is scary. It's what goes down. So you can still find them. They are there.
Criminologist Nati Olifant has spent years researching assassins, known by the Zulu word Inkabi. He says many hitmen are in KwaZulu-Natal province, which is awash with illegal firearms dating back to apartheid. Olifant says gangs recruit boys from rural areas and groom them to become killers.
Some of them, they don't even have birth certificates, IDs, or any online presence at all. Tell me, where did they begin to try and piece together the pieces when the identity doesn't exist? And they grow up in this business, you know, where they get hired and they go up the hierarchy.
He says the youthful assassins prove themselves by first killing low-level targets, such as an unfaithful spouse or a rival shop owner in a poor township, for the equivalent of $150. High-level targets include politicians, rich business people, and witnesses in corruption cases, murdered for tens of thousands of dollars. Olifant says the Inkabi hide in the light.
They live among us. It's your normal guy who does a day job sometimes. Someone who's got a family sometimes, you know, but they've lived a double life. Sometimes even their own families don't know what they get up to. They just know that their father, Nati, goes to work every day. But what he gets up to and how he brings that bacon home, you know, is something else.
The latest killing, which police are investigating as an assassination, was that of rapper Keenan Forbes, better known as AKA. He was gunned down in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal's biggest city. Psychologist Phineas Gumede has counseled convicted hitmen. He says South Africa's many social problems, including poverty, mean there's a huge pool of potential Inkabi.
There would be certain people that would be much more susceptible, that would be at a much higher risk of becoming hitmen than other people. Now, the most obvious one, of course, psychologically, would be people that we consider to be having what we call the antisocial personality disorder.
But for Gumede, the biggest contributor to the proliferation of hired guns in South Africa is the extreme violence young people experience while growing up. They become numb, he says, so their consciences aren't fully developed and they don't respect the rights of others.
Additionally to that, would be a person who is rendered so vulnerable by their conditions that they feel like there are minimum options, basically. And maybe the last one that I want to mention would be the whole consumerism kind of culture that we have, where we want to be able to afford things, some of which are way beyond our affordability levels.
Police Minister Becky Cele says highly skilled task forces have been employed to investigate, arrest and prosecute Inkabi. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.